Hello?
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
I had two quick things. One, Clark went over and read the letter. He thought it was a good letter. He thought things were going very well on the front and that we ought to keep quiet about it. And let the thing develop on its own.
Not let them release it?
No. No, just not release it.
Okay.
And the other thing is...
So if they call me and want to release it, what do I say?
Well, I don't think you can pose it, do you?
I don't know. I just say I intended it as a personal communication to her and not as a commercial or advertising proposition.
Yeah, I think that's right. I just wrote it as a personal letter, although I think if it's released, it'll be good. He just thought that there wasn't any point in taking the risk.
Well, they want to ask it to be done, and I think you might just tell Bill on your own that you understood there's some question that you look think it'd make them look pretty commercial, bearing in mind that he's advising them.
Yeah.
And it make us look like thing, and I did it privately, and I didn't think you'd tell anybody. They told Dick Goodwin, and Goodwin hadn't always been very good to me, but we didn't write it to anybody but her, and that you think it'd just be good if he just told Goodwin that without passing it on to me.
Right.
Hmm?
Yes, sir, I'll do it.
All right.
Now, the second thing is that Clark wanted me to tell you. I suggested he call you himself, but he asked me to tell you.
God, Abe, you have to take care of a lot of people.
Ted Sorensen called him and said that something is developing which will be disastrous for the Democratic Party. And that Sorensen wants to come down and see him. And so Clark agreed to see him tomorrow at 12:30. I asked Clark if he knew what it was. He thinks that it's about the FBI business. So I guess they're getting pretty panicky.
Yes, I would get so, and I'd just say it's completely out of our hands. The fellow doesn't pay attention to us, doesn't ask us anything about it.
Well, I laughed, and Clark laughed, too. I told him that anybody that wanted to try to stop the director might go ahead and do it, but that I didn't know anybody right offhand. Wouldn't take that on.
I think you ought to tell Clark to be sure to tell him that last week they were making complaints about the ex-attorney general sending people in and rifling the files over there and stealing them, and the people at the White House told them they couldn't get mixed up in that. That's a matter of justice to handle. And you think that Hoover wanted the president to try to order them to do something? He told them he couldn't do it. He'd be in a hell of a position now to order them. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You see, they had the Rosenthal, next man, over there rifling the files at night. And you saw that order 62? Well, they got it. You know the story, don't you?
Yeah.
Leaked it to Harwood?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So, I think that'd be a good thing to tell them, don't you?
Well, I don't know.
I think I'd just say that a week ago they called the White House. Some people raising hell. I don't know whether there's a hill or who it was, but they're raising hell about rifling the files on this order issued 62 by Bobby. And White House told them that each cabinet officer had to run his own business, and each department head. And he didn't approve of what Goodwin and the rest of them took out in their files to begin with, but that he couldn't stop it.
Well, I think I ought to give Clark a fill-in on the background of this thing in very general outline.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell him this. My guess is that he won't want to do it.
All right. Well, I think we're in a pretty good position if we tell them that Hoover's demanded that we stop the rifling of these files and they're releasing their orders. They're not in much position to raise hell about his issuing an order, releasing an order, if they released one a week ago.
Right.
Do you follow me?
I sure do, yes, sir.
Well, you see, they released this 62 order to fuzz up the thing, to make it appear that he had issued one to stop wiretapping.
That's right.
I told Ramsey to draw one last night in company with a coin who had never done a damn thing on it, and I wish you'd chew him up. And Charlie Shule's the budget director, and then I told him quietly to see, let you see it. But I want one that'll put a stop to using any money to buy any equipment, any money to operate any equipment, any money to maintain any equipment, any money to store it. And the only can be used is when the Attorney General signs up, and not national affairs. That's what they said, national security and national affairs.
Okay.
And that was the cute way they thought of implying that these things were atomic secrets or something.
Yeah.
And national affairs is Bobby Baker.
Sure.
And anybody that supposed them.
Yeah. All right, so I'll take care of those things.
And I hope that you get Clark ginned up where he just says it no to him so it doesn't have to get to us. And I hope he doesn't say I'll take it up with Johnson.
Oh, he knows that. Sure, and I'll repeat it to him.
And report to him that the 62 order was issued, and it didn't say anything, just a bunch of gobbledygook. Then this boy Rosenthal, who is Bobby's publicity man, and Nick took over the estate with him. Bill Moyers wanted to come in the White House. He went over and got Bobby's administrative assistant. They went down at night and got in the order out there, took this order out, took it over to Harwood and gave it to him.
Yeah.
Harwood came in the next day, they demanded a press conference. They all asked him, he had it framed, asked him, and poor public affairs boy like George Christian said, well, they issued orders, but he couldn't give them out. And they said, well, is this the order or isn't it? Harwood stands up and puts it under his nose. So he had to confirm it. So that's the way it got out. And Justice released it, which made Hoover mad as hell. But they didn't know how it got out. So then they found out that Rosenthal and him had pried it open. Kind of a Dodd deal.
All right, so I'll pass that on.
Thank you.